Random thought. What is the craziest thing you ever found in a woman's bathroom? And I ask this because as we're doing the Married at First Sight recap the other day, you know, they were moving in together and they were going to see each other's individual homes. And the topic came up, you know, actually searching somebody's bathroom, because one of the bathrooms was just really nasty. And like, have you ever been in the bathroom and looked around? I'm like, excuse me, can I use your restroom for a second? And then go snooping. What's the craziest thing you found?
Craziest thing. I found, let's just say I found her toy box.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was usually in the nightstand.
Yeah, happened to find the toy box in this situation. And so I was like, well, I'm curious. And this was a long time ago. So let's just say I was still in my early phases of my sexual development.
This is about to get even better. What happened?
And so she was very sex positive, and kind of, she was older than I was. So she pulls out the stuff and I'm just looking. I'm just like, oh shit, I am not ready for any of this.
Did you hit the time out?
Yeah, I'm just like, wait, that goes where? In you? In me? In me? No, we're not doing that one. Sorry.
You could actually throw that one out right now.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I mean, the handcuffs, I'm down. But whatever that is, and both sides, no.
You do realize it wasn't for you, right?
No, she was wanting it to be for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She was like, yeah, this is, we can play with this. I'm like, we? She goes, yeah, like, you know, I can use it on you. I'm like, no, I don't think we're going to do that.
I said, oh, you know, I think I left my iron on.
Yeah, I'm like, that's my safe word, cucumbers.
Cucumbers. That's what she wanted to use, cucumbers. She might have got turned on by that safe word. Oh, so you are down. You are down for this.
I was like, I got to go. I got church in the morning. I don't think I can hang out.
She's like, well, the pastor used it, so.
Oh, dang. That's those Atlanta pastors.
Keep believing that. Texas got some freaking pastors, too.
What about you?
Well, for me, so I was over at this woman's house, right? And she's cooking dinner. I'm like, I got to use the restroom real quick. So I'll go upstairs and I'm standing, you know, toilet seat up. Oh.
Don't even open that can of worms, man. Obviously, we poked the bear.
Exactly. We definitely did. But I'm standing there and I just happened to look over because, you know, the garbage can is right next to the toilet. It's next to the sink. So I looked down and I'm, interesting. So I finish up, wash my hands, go back downstairs, sit down at the island, you know, in the kitchen, and I'm just sitting there. We're having a conversation, and then finally, just went, "Hey, so whose condom is that in the bathroom upstairs?" Just like, you know, hey, and there's no need to come downstairs mad. I mean, we're not in an exclusive relationship. It's just like, hey, why? First thing I'm thinking is, who is this uncouth jackass that doesn't know? Tie that shit up in a knot. Make sure it's secure so that nothing escapes. Put it in the toilet and hit flush.
No, I like the fact that she's like, yeah, I knew it was in there. It's my house. She didn't care at all. You're like, whose condom was that? That was the previous tenant before you got here.
Which is kind of, that was kind of her attitude. It's like, oh, so-and-so, you know, and just kind of like it was nothing. And I'm like, the other part I'm thinking after she said that, I was like, did you even have the decency to at least remove the goddamn thing before I got here?
Hey, but at least it wasn't like a tampon or a pad, because then you know that it's probably just going to be just dinner. And that's it for the night.
Or.
Well, I mean, I just think about, like, when we were younger, you know, as older, as men get older, we're like, I don't care. Put the towel down. Whatever. But then when you're young, you're just kind of like, what? No. You know, I'm college days. You're just like, no, not doing it.
Nah, that's, see, I've never had that issue. That's why I always kept dark towels.
You're a Boy Scout. You're just unprepared.
Yes, exactly. I was a Cub Scout. Be prepared. Oh my God. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Hopefully there weren't kids around for this one. We are those people. And we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 97. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
You know, this story came out probably about a week and a half ago, and it was really sad story, man. Happened down in your home country of Texas, and youth football game and shooting that happened there. Coach shot and killed. He eventually died. And the suspect, who ended up turning himself and said, I want to tell my side of the story, is Aqib Talib's brother. Aqib Talib, who was a cornerback in the NFL for a number of years and a number of teams. I think he even has a Super Bowl ring with the Broncos.
It's tragic, you know, because he had the brother was a coach on the losing team. Mm-hmm. They were upset at the ref on a bad call that ended the game.
Right.
So that's where the argument started. And that's where the scuffle came from, was with the ref. And as the fight broke out, he pulls a gun and starts shooting. Now, my thought is, why are we bringing guns to a youth football game?
Well, you your country, Texas, says carry your gun wherever you go.
Well,
carry
it is Texas. So it could be, but why are we bringing guns to that game? But then also, it's youth football.
Right.
There's no sponsor deal you're losing. There's no million-dollar contract. It's youth football.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it, move on. And it's sad that this guy lost his life over this. And, you know, the brother is going to wind up going to jail. You can tell your side of the story all you want.
Yeah.
You brought a gun, you pulled a trigger, and you shot somebody. You might not have shot the person you wanted to shoot,
mm-hmm.
but you shot somebody.
And the thing about it is, like, even still, you know, you're on premises where kids are going to be. You're right. Why do you have a gun? You know, you're not supposed to carry weapons on school grounds. Now, this may not have been school grounds, it may have been athletic fields. But still, they're kids that, what the hell are you thinking?
Right.
I don't care how much you love the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was so that if somebody else tries to take over, then you can at least defend the country. You're not defending the country at a youth football game, okay? So you're not defending your ground. You'd have to stand your ground at a youth football game. And seriously, what are we teaching the kids, right? Because we're supposed to be teaching them sportsmanship and how not to. That's why, you know, they're fining in the NFL for celebration and taunting, right? And they cut back on a lot of that, even in college football and going all the way back down to the youth, because they didn't want them kids doing it to kids. So what are you teaching them now? If you don't like the what the ref had to say, I'm going to go fight the ref and I'm going to pull out a gun and shoot somebody? Come on.
Right. And unfortunately, there's no instant replay in youth football. But you look at in the NFL, even in the professional side of it, there are bad calls that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of the catch with Dez Bryant, right? I mean, there are bad calls.
Horrible calls
that happen. And you can't teach these kids that this is how you respond and react to that. And then what if he'd have missed this coach and shot a kid? You know what I mean? Like, that's just like, what are you thinking to have that gun out there? So, I mean, it's sad. I feel bad for all the people that had to witness that.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids, their lives are going to be impacted by this forever. You know, you see your coach get shot and then die. I mean, that's just going to, that's just sad all over a game.
Even more so than that, though. Not just the kids because their coach, his son was there.
Mm-hmm.
So his son just saw his dad get shot and murdered. What effect is that going to have on him? Because now his daddy's no longer coming home because you're mad over a call in a youth football game.
Right.
It ain't that serious, yo. It is not that serious. It is crazy to me that people are doing. When people think that the world is coming to an end, I know that's always been said over the years and over the decades. It really feels like it is now. When you have in Atlanta, you had the guy who shot the Subway employee because they put mayonnaise on the sandwich. I mean, now you got at a football game, a youth football game. Are you kidding me? These stories are just getting worse and worse.
Well, and it's, you know, state of Texas, everybody can carry a gun. I have a gun. I don't carry it with me all over the place because I work from home,
mm-hmm.
but if I'm going to go to dinner, I don't want to bring a gun with me. But I think it's just people have it on them, and that's just their first response.
Yeah.
Rather than be able to talk. It's different if you're like middle of the night, you're coming home late from work and you're trying to protect yourself. You're at a youth game. What is going to happen at that game that you feel you need to bring a gun and have it on you when you're around all these kids?
Exactly. You're at the game. You're coaching the game. Why would you have the gun on you when, I mean, you obviously drove there. Leave it in the car. If you have to have it with you because God forbid somebody tries to carjack you on the way home. Okay, you got it in the car. But around the kids,
well,
ridiculous.
Here's what's going to happen, though, is people will argue the opposite. Well, you have the gun in case some crazy person comes with a gun and you can take them out, which, okay, let's do this then. Any event or anything that involves children, everybody should have to go through a metal detector and not be allowed to bring a gun around it. You can carry a gun as long as it's not around with children are involved. Maybe that could be the game changer.
Let's be honest. You just said that he wasn't aiming at that coach. The aim isn't good. So even if somebody came, that other person would probably walk away unscathed. So apparently people need to go to the range a little bit more and actually practice. We're talking about practice. Apparently we need a lot more of that. Stop watching TV where they hold a gun like this. That ain't going to get you an accurate shot at all. Okay.
Yeah. Jeez. Get the gat. Yeah, it's sad. It's ridiculous. And heart goes out to all those people that are impacted by that. I just can't. I mean, just could you imagine? You start out a Saturday morning one way and it ends something totally different.
Nah, I really can't. And you know what? As I've got a little one that's going to be coming up and doing a lot of stuff, I really don't even want to think about it. But you're right. We got to keep this top of mind because it's not getting any saner. Everything's, we've seen all these stories and they get crazier and crazier. And I'm sure for some people, they think this next story is crazy as well, too, with Deshaun Watson back in the news again, because remember, he had that 6-game suspension. The NFL was like, yeah, nah, that ain't enough. And I think the NFL said that after they got so much backlash, like, okay, we need some more. But the Browns kind of planned for this. You could tell by the structure of his contract, the Browns planned on him not being there this year at all. And now, of course, the NFL was asking for indefinite suspension. Why? Because they really wanted this the year suspension, right? I mean, let's be honest. If indefinite, the common ground would have then been 1 year, that's it. Instead, they get 11 games. Enough for it to matter that a backup quarterback is going to be running the team, but not too much that it seems like it's overkill, right?
Mm-hmm.
$5 million. And then you've got the owner, Jim Haslam, who's like...
People deserve second chances, okay? I really think that. And I struggle a little bit. Is he never supposed to play again? Is he never supposed to be part of society? Does he get no chance to rehabilitate himself? And that's what we're going to do, okay? And you could say, well, that's because he's a star quarterback. Well, of course. But if he was Joe Smith, he wouldn't be on the headlines every day. So we think people deserve a second chance. We gave Kareem Hunt a second chance, okay? And that's worked out pretty well, okay? We're hoping this will work out, and we have strong belief it will. That doesn't mean we don't have empathy for people affected, and we will continue to do so. But we strongly believe people deserve a second chance. We believe Deshaun Watson deserves a second chance.
If he was Johnny Manziel, they'd have kicked him out.
Well, Johnny Manziel deserved it.
I'm just saying. You know, but it's because it's Deshaun Watson. That's why they're doing that. But I believe the dude is guilty,
mm-hmm.
You know, in the court of public opinion, I think he's guilty because a lot of 30 something women, it's examples of him going through his phone on Instagram himself, reaching out to these Instagram models that he's asking if they do massage because he needs his quads worked on.
Have you never asked a woman for a massage before?
If I'm worried about my quads because I'm an athlete, I'm going to ask somebody who is experienced. If I'm dating someone to ask for a massage, that's just foreplay. But I'm not going to be like, babe, my quads, the gym, we were doing legs yesterday. It's just, can you really work that out? No. And what Deshaun wanted was a happy ending on his massages. Mm-hmm. And some of the women were cool with it. A lot of them weren't cool with it. But the fact that he was doing it himself through his own phone and didn't even go into their houses. Like, who? You're an NFL player, dude. Why would you go to someone's house?
Because I don't want them coming to mine.
Get a hotel. Get a Motel 6. They're cheap. There's a bunch of them in Houston. You know, it's cheap. You know, have one of your boys stand outside the door, make sure everything's cool. Mm-hmm. She can work your quads, give you the happy ending, and then you go on back to practice. Simple, right? But it's just ridiculous that it got to this level. But the question is, it's like, how do you feel about giving people second chances? I think, you know, if he didn't get caught, how many more women would have experienced that? So it's like when you're caught. Now, if he does it again, then what?
So here's the thing about it, because it's really he say, she say. Now, you say, you're stuck on, you've made up your mind, and you said you think he's guilty, right? Because here are the DMs that he sent. At the same time, I've also heard someone calling to the Morning Hustle and say, look, my friend who does massages was contacted by him as well, too. And I'm like, okay, now, is there some validity in some of this? I'm sure there is. But why is it then? And we know Texas is not kind to black men in the courtroom. But why is it the two grand juries chose to not indict him, right? Two separate, because after the first one, they said, well, a second grand jury is looking at him like, oh, well, he's done. I mean, obviously, it's the second one in Texas. Okay, this is going to happen. And then you have those on the other side who are like, wait a minute. This only came out. If it's so many women, why did it just come out when he said he didn't want to play for the Texans anymore? Now, granted, that shows the Texans were complicit in anything that happened. Because now it's like, oh, you don't want to be with me anymore? All right, well, I mean, just put all your dirt out here. And not saying that it didn't happen. I'm just saying it's weird that that happened in that manner. So for me, I think, does he deserve a second chance? Does he deserve a chance to really show some sort of reformation in this so that he's reformed in some way or the other? Yes. I mean, Michael Vick, people didn't want to give Michael Vick a second chance because of the dogs. Because, you know, people love dogs more than people. He was given a second chance. Ben Roethlisberger, he came up on rape charges. So does he deserve a second chance? Yes, but he's never going to get a second chance in the court of public opinion because once the public has made up their mind, that's it. And even Browns fans, mad at the owner and mad at him. They even want Baker Mayfield as a quarterback instead of him. That tells you how mad they are at this.
But I think in the court of public opinion, it all depends on what you did. So dogs, children, and abusing women. So like Ray Rice, no matter what Ray Rice does the rest of his life, people are going to look at him just like, dude, you know, you cray. So with Deshaun, he's still going to have that hue or that halo over him or that cloud over him that people are going to judge him, rightfully so. But he put himself there. Now, if he's in Cleveland and he's sitting to slide into people's DMs to get massages, then I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. And you get what you get when that happens. Because a lot of those women, yeah, there wasn't an indictment. But there was a lot of settlements. And even though a settlement doesn't admit guilt, but if there was no chance that anything was going to happen and you were 100% innocent, then you don't settle. Now, you might say, I just want to settle it to get it to go away. And I'm going to give her $15,000 to get her to shut up, have her sign an NDA, and we're good. So I'm sure that probably happened in some of the cases, but it's still a little sketchy.
I'm about to say, you know, the thing about it, even with settlements, because the natural thing is to go, if you settle, it just proves you're guilty. Some people just don't want to go through that nonsense. It's like, you know what? All right, let's just make this go away. And neither you nor I are rich enough to experience that. People get offended or hurt on certain things and will sue for the smallest things. And sometimes people settle out of court because of it. Not saying I'm at fault, but because, and that's kind of what Deshaun was saying. Look, I'm still going to proclaim my innocence because I didn't do what they said I did. Now, he was very specific in what he's saying, very carefully crafted in what he's saying, to not saying that I didn't contact them and say certain things. I'm just saying that exactly what they said I did, I didn't do that.
Right. Yeah, but he did contact multiple people, many of them not licensed, trained massage therapists, to do quad work and skeet it on them. So... The Browns are going to be the Browns, and it all boils down to the fact that Deshaun Watson is good. If he was not a good quarterback, and he's a good, healthy quarterback because he hasn't played mm-hmm. in a while. So he is still good. Yes, the Browns are going to take him and give him a second chance.
He's $230 million guaranteed good. Plain and simple.
$230 million. Hey, I mean, you know, make your money, boo. Do you. Not hating on him. I'm just saying I think he's a little suspect, and we'll just see what happens. If it happens again, then what?
We know.
So all you exactly. massage therapists in Cleveland, you know, keep an eye on your DMs.
Hey, coming up, we're going to check out some of the reviews and comments. And also, we got to talk about Kanye and this bullshit. But first, got to let you know this episode of Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast brought to you by Zippix Toothpicks. Zippix brings you a totally satisfying, convenient, and flavorful way to curb cravings, get a boost of energy, or simply relax at the end of your day. Now, if you remember all those ways that you know, people have tried to quit smoking, whether it's you or somebody else who tried to quit smoking and how hard it is, well, there's now an easier, cheaper, less messy, and more subtle way to curb cravings with Zippix Toothpicks. Now, the best part about Zippix is that you really can use them just about anywhere. With 2 milligrams per pick and some 3 milligram options, Zippix Toothpicks are long-lasting, extremely affordable, and available in 6 delicious flavor choices. Are you still on mocha, or have you switched up again?
I switched up. So this one is Spice Island Clove. Haven't had this one yet, but this is the new one. But I wanted to show the package it comes in. Mm-hmm. So it's really convenient package. Just rip it open. Has a Ziploc seal there. And then you just put a few of them in the little container that they give you and just slide that in your pocket. Fits in just nicely. And easily you can use this anywhere. I can use it while I'm in the car driving. If I'm on a conference call. Ooh, this clove tastes really good. I like that.
That was an instant reaction, everyone.
No, yeah. I was like, I haven't tasted it yet. I'm like, ooh, that was actually good. But the flavor of it is really good. And it's the oral gratification. I think all the times when I've smoked, that was the hard part for me is what I do with my hands. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm used to doing something and you know, if I was out having a drink or I'm out with friends, I still wanted to do this.
Right.
And so I think this helps with that. But the flavors, I've had all of them so far, and they are delicious. Also, if you need a boost of energy, you can try their Zip Energy B12 and caffeine toothpicks. You guys have seen me use Zippix on the podcast. Now it's time to find out for yourself. Go to ZippixToothpicks.com today and use code RGRT to get 10% off your order. That's ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code RGRT. Must be 18 or older to purchase. Zip more, smoke less with Zippix Toothpicks.
And shout out to Kathy McRae on YouTube, who said, love those toothpicks. Thanks for sharing. Hey, thank you for using the promo code RGRT and getting your Zippix toothpicks. And again, if you need to quit smoking, you're ready. Because it all comes down to you. You're ready to quit smoking or cut down on those cravings. Make sure you go to ZippixToothpicks.com. Or if you know somebody who does and you're like, hey, no, seriously, you need to try this.
You'd much rather kiss a person that tastes like this Spice Island clove than a Newport. Or whatever you smoke.
An ashtray.
Ashtray, Doral's, American Spirits, whatever it is that you or your partner may be into, get them a toothpick. Mm-hmm. You'll love it. They'll love it. And they'll be healthier for it.
All right. So got this in at rgrtpod@gmail.com. And it's... I want to be surprised, but I can't be because it's Kanye. Okay, so Kanye has this new line out at Gap, and they had him on the hangers, and he was like, no, I don't want them on the hangers. Take them out. Put them in these bags. So people are calling them garbage bags, and he's got them. But the Gap associates aren't allowed to help you find your size. You just got to dig through these bags and find them yourself. And so people are like, okay, this is probably just for promo, right? Well, Fox News caught up with him, and he had this to say.
Look, man. I'm an innovator, and I'm not here to sit up and apologize about my ideas. That's exactly what the media tries to do. Make us apologize for any idea that doesn't fall under exactly the way they want us to think.
He also points out that these are not garbage bags, as has been reported, but large construction bags. The reason he put the clothes in there, they're folded, is to make people be able to just informally reach in and help themselves with what they want to buy. He says his goal is to make life easier and informal so that we can all basically dress in the dark.
This is like not a joke. This is not a game. This is not just some celebrity collaboration. This is my life. You know, I'm fighting for a position to be able to change clothing and bring the best design to the people.
Is it me or is, okay, I can't even ask that question. Obviously, he's out of touch. There's no need to even ask the question. Why am I even asking?
It's Kanye. Are we surprised about any crazy shit that Kanye does?
No.
At this point, no. You know, but he is so out of touch and he's in his own little world. In his mind, people are going to flock to the store and climb in these construction bags and dig for clothes, look for sizes. You know, what are they going to do? One at a time? No. Everybody's going to jump in. Like, who would do that? And for clothes that are hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like these are like, you know, the old Jeans West days in the mall, you know, 3 for $10 t-shirts. That's not happening in these bags. And so, like, why would he think anybody would want to do that?
He's so out of touch because, you know, there's this thing called COVID, right? There's also this other thing called monkeypox. But you want people diving through these bags, finding their own, reaching into every single one. I mean, at what point? And he says he wants to give them that experience of finding. That's not what people want. And I don't know which people. That tells me that Kanye has not shopped for his own shit in a he has not walked into a store to buy shit ever in the last how many of years. I mean, prior to him being the Kanye that we know, he probably did. Now, no. And it's obvious.
But no shopper shops that way. Like, there's no science behind the why he's doing this. Be one thing if he piloted this, tried it out, here's the result, okay, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody shops that way. We're visual shoppers. We want to be able to see the outfit and then look for our size, go try it on. We either buy it or we give it back and they hang it back up for us. We don't want to go digging through bags of clothes. It's same as like shoes, you know? You got people who are sneakerheads. If there's a new Jordans that came out and they just dumped, you know, 100 pairs in the middle of a basketball gym and said, hey, go get you some Jordans. Who would want to do that?
You know what, though? We want to blame Kanye, right? But I'm sorry. I've got to blame. It's not. I'll tell you why it's not. It's everybody that bought them ugly-ass shoes that he put out, okay? Y'all buy all the shit that he puts out so he feels, I can do anything. I mean, think about it. He put these ugly-ass shoes out and everybody goes, they're the most comfortable ever. I just can't find it in me to spend that much money on some shoes that look like that. It looks like early 90s Star Trek, the Next Generation, saying these are the shoes that people wear on another planet in another galaxy far, far away. You know what I'm saying? But they say they're the most comfortable. But y'all bought these shoes in droves, spending a crap load of money. So this man thinks I can do whatever I want and people are still going to do it. And because you keep buying the stuff, he's going to keep coming up with crazy ass shit like this. Oh, next one is throw them in a garbage can. Well, people want to feel like they're dumpster diving.
Put them at the bottom of the pool. You got to go down there and get it.
But hope Kanye, you got the right size. What if they can't swim? Trust me, if they want it bad enough, they'll get down there and come back up with it.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
You and I are older that we don't get motivated by anybody's clothing line. And we're not going to go out and try to get the new stuff. But I remember when I was in high school, right? I think about all the phases I went through in high school. You had the Jerbos, you had the Cavaricci's, you had cross colors. Like, you were going out of your way to find these things when they were coming out. And like, that's what you're trying to wear for the first day of school. So the target audience, maybe, excuse me, maybe young people will jump in those bags and look for that stuff. But us older folks that have money, we're not doing it.
Look, let me point this out. It's me. I've never been that person. I wore Nikes before I even knew what Nikes were. And people are like, oh, you got Nikes. What's that? Because I just wasn't into the brands, right? So that's never been me. And I remember in high school when they were shooting people over those and beating them up over the starter jackets. But yeah, I've never been the one to flock to the brand because of it, right? So you're right. In this age, but for me, it was any age. And so I don't get, just because it's a brand that you got to go out and go get it. Now, don't get me wrong. If it's a nice brand and look good, I'm going to go get it anyway. But I'm saying, I'm not going to kill myself dumpster diving in the trash can through some garbage bags, which he calls construction bags, to go get the new Yeezy whatever design. That's literally a black shirt with a white bird on it.
Well, I laugh because I think I was in middle school, sixth or seventh grade, when, remember British Knights?
Yes.
Those sneakers? And so everybody had British Knights, and they were expensive. And I was like, Mom, I want to get British Knights. Mom had a friend that was in Korea. She reached out to him, and obviously they were a lot cheaper in Korea, but they weren't the same. So we get these British Knights, and I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And I get to school, and they are clowning me. They're like, those aren't British Knights. Those are Burger Kings. Those aren't. You it had the B and the K on it, but they were not British Knights. So, I mean, I think, you know, for young people, having the whatever is in, whatever's the style that everybody else is wearing, you want to do that. But even still, if that is Kanye's goal, like, just sell your shit like regular people. Putting it in a bag, there's not a good look, you know, and it's his fault. He has the idea, but it's also the people around him who are scared to say anything because they know that if you go against what Kanye thinks, you're out.
Look, the fact that he goes, I'm not here to sit up and apologize about my ideas. That's exactly what the media tries to do. Make us apologize for any idea that doesn't fall under exactly the way they want us to think. Who else said crap like that? Good buddy of Kanye by the name of Trump.
But it's not the media. Retailers. Talk to any retailer or any merchandise manager. They'd be like, yeah, that's a dumb idea.
Listen here, jackass.
we wouldn't do that.
Oh, well. Y'all go ahead and buy it. Go dumpster diving for those things if you want to. We're going to go... We won't go dumpster diving, but we're going to go diving into the comments and into the reviews. Because, you know, as we always say, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, and do us a favor, rate and review. You rate and review. I'm taking this from another podcast I listened to as Get Ready for Football Season from Niner Nations, where they go, we read every review. I'm like, you know, I like that. So rate us, review, whether good or bad, we're going to read it because we're not prideful like that. Matter of fact, let's start with the comments, just since we're talking about not being prideful. All right, so this one comes from Dinner Explorer, who jumped in first on the discussion about the toilet seat, up or down. And she goes, I guess because I grew up with a nasty brother, my natural inclination is to, one, clean around the toilet in general, and then I put it down. It's annoying to see, but I've never fallen in. I feel like production made Stasha keep bringing the imperfections up. I feel like they did a pickup voiceover on Nate and Stasha's income. Nate has shifty eyes. She's getting into all that, right? And then even about the dog, she gets to, as a dog owner and lover and former dog sitter, Justin and Alexis didn't introduce those dogs properly. They need to be trained along with the dogs. You and I kind of talked about that, right? So they didn't need that training. I love this one, though. Mitch's home is bad for the environment. The environmentalist is an over-consuming, dirty hoarder. The bathtub looked like a petri dish. Yo, as an environmentalist, his house should be condemned, right?
Yeah.
But then, she's also paying attention to detail. Which is, we see this because of her previous comments. But then she goes, at Just Tarot, let's work on the balance of the wall art behind you. Center it and bring that one lonely piece closer to the others. it is all kind of over there by itself.
Yeah, that tickled me and I loved it, you know. And so I never really paid attention. But then after she did that, I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know what? My wall art is just like me, perfectly imperfect. And I'm going to keep it that way. Perfectly and also, imperfect. Like when I'm at work, when I'm working, my chair is kind of moved over, so you can see a little bit more of what's on this side. So I'm kind of in the middle, and my head, I guess, is that thing that's in the middle of that. But,
Oh, so that's what's missing on the podcast. That space on the wall is for your head. That's what it is. Okay, so now we figured it out.
that tickled me. That comment tickled me, man. I was like, that is hilarious. A lot of the comments, man, we have some funny people that subscribe and follow and comment on our stuff, which makes it even more enjoyable. I get more excited about reading what people are going to say because we read every single comment.
Yeah, it's, you know, Michael Jackson with the popcorn in the comment section. Always love the comment section. Under reviews, this one came from MWA11782 and said, two guys of my own heart. I'm so glad I found the show. So many of the topics are things I think about and want to talk about, but don't always have someone to talk about it with. Well, you can talk about it with us, you know?
Yeah.
We listen back. They recap the only two reality shows I like, and they are great at it. Okay, let me repeat that. Just so you can hear. They recap the only two reality shows I like, and they are great at it. Terrell. I can't count the number of times I've said, I said the same thing. And then this is the part that you're going to love the most. Anyway, y'all should recap Married at First Sight Atlanta. That's season 12. I'd love to hear y'all talk about Chris and Paige. Thanks for a great show. Peace.
Yeah, thanks for the comment. That's not going to happen. I'm not. Yanni, you could do that if you want.
No, it wouldn't be the same with. And besides, I've already seen the season. I'd watch it again just so that we could do Chris and Paige. I'll be honest with you. The way Chris acted in this is the reason I went, because we were watching we were doing The Black Bachelor around that time. And I go, Terrell on this would be amazing. And that's why I had you do season 13 of Married at First Sight.
Nope. Not doing that. You like that? Nope.
I'm working on it, folks. I'm working on it. I'm even working on possibly the next season of Ready to Love. Not this season because it's already started, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I could be swayed. I don't enjoy doing these things, but I enjoy the interactions and making fun of the stuff. So it's funny to make fun of some of these folks that do this. I just think to my if when we were in our 20s, mm-hmm. right? And let's just say reality TV and all that stuff was a thing when we were in our 20s. Would you go on a show?
You know what? I was probably crazy enough back then to do something stupid like that. Yes. Mm.
Yeah. I don't know if I would have. Even back then, I don't know if I would have.
Look, so don't forget, we've got, we just wrapped up 90 Day Fiancé. That tell all's done. And so now we've got Married at First Sight, which we're going to drop every Thursday. Show comes on Wednesday. We watch it and then we do the recap on Thursday. And of course, right back here, regular episodes, Monday audio, Tuesday video on YouTube. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Got to swallow
that. Swallow. Just a swallow in there.
And swallow it and shut up.